Come in. Ah, Marilee. It's good to see you. I trust you're well. Who are you out frolicking with today? If I remember right, today's Sunday, so the stable boy, I presume. I try to remember. Now, what did you need me for, darling? I must have misheard you. He what? I see. Thank you. Thank you for telling me. Don't you worry your pretty little head about that. I'll take care of it. Where is he now? Thank you. Now go on, go about your day, have fun with that stable boy. Just be careful where the hay gets, okay? It can be troublesome in the wrong spots. Go. Thank you again for your information. This. Fuck. I can't fucking believe. Calm down. Calm down. You're the queen. You're the queen. Do not let your servants rile you like this. You have more important things to deal with. Fuck. Okay. All right, let's... I gotta go deal with this, I guess. How fucking dare you? Don't look at me like that. You know what you've done. You know what you've done. Don't look at me all pitifully. Even try to talk your way out of this. Cute. Real fucking cute. Do you really think that cuteness is gonna get you anywhere with me? You've been a servant of mine for long enough. You should know better. You should fucking know better. What? Being pinned against this wall, my hand firm across your sternum, keeping you here? You don't like that? Maybe you should have thought about your actions before you so recklessly pissed me off. Where's all that cuteness? Where's all the begging? Where's all the pleading? There's none of it when you're backed against a wall by your queen. Now I'm gonna remind you of what you did, and maybe upon hearing it out loud, you'll realize how fucking stupid of a mistake that was. This morning, around 9. When the sun had finally peeked over the mountains, one of my handmaidens heard sounds, illicit sounds, explicit sounds, coming from your chambers. And while that's all well and good, you know that I don't let my servants release without my permission. Yet here you are, wasting what is mine. How could you waste it like that? How fucking dare you? Not only did you derive pleasure from yourself, but what? To what end? To release and just toss it aside. And how did you waste it? An old sock, a rag found haphazardly in your room, in your hand just to be washed away. All pathetic options. You know, your queen, your ever so benevolent queen, demands that her servants give her their pleasure as her own. It's the only thing I fucking ask of you. Your tasks around the castle are menial. Barely anything. I keep you here. I feed you. I home you. I clothe you. I keep you safe and off the streets. And I pay you handsomely. All just to have your pleasure as mine. Beautiful harem I have. And you know I am not against partners as long as they're amongst the servants. We are just all so insatiable, that's why you're here. But none of my handmaidens were with you this morning. You wasted what was rightfully mine. And you think that I'm gonna let you get away with it? Never. 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 Never, never, never. No. Not at all. How many times? You heard me. How many times? Twice. 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 Ugh, you poor thing. How have you survived? How have you survived this long? Tell me about them. Tell me. What were you doing? what you were thinking. Now. Details, details. I know what you did. I want to know how and why. What a compelling story. But you wasted your release. You know how I feel about that. You fucking know how I feel about that. Do you? Tell me. Unending. You promise me you have an unending supply for me. Don't make promises you can't. What? What? What's that look for? My hand is simply cupping there. There's something you're worried about? Something you're afraid of? As I give it a little squeeze, you can feel my nails. Just ever so slightly pressing into you. You wasted it. Now, I'm gonna drain you so dry that you have nothing left to waste. You need it. Beg, then. Beg for my mercy. Maybe I should just belch you instead. Lock you up so you can't touch that pretty little cock. Did I strike a nerve? Is the fear of being caged. There's a fear there, isn't there? You need to touch yourself, but I have another question. Did you touch yourself to the thought of me, your queen? Now, without saying a damn word, have you been a good boy today? There is a correct answer. Does the naughty dog think he deserves a punishment? Does the naughty boy want this punishment? Oh, don't worry. I'm just squeezing to remind you that it's here, that I can feel you swelling, throbbing, growing for me. You are such a naughty boy. What's wrong, sweetheart? Use your words, but be concise. Don't waste my time. I am giving you a very short window to speak your mind, pet. So do it. How can you be a good boy for me? Well, by not asking ridiculous questions, for one. You know how to serve me. So serve. I plan on it. Now, nothing more from you. If I hear anything, even a squeak, I will put you in a cage. Good. Good fucking boy. Yes, you like my stiletto stabbing into your shoulder while you kneel at my feet, don't you? Oh, but what's that under my skirt? Nothing. Not a damn thing, save for a single garter on the thigh. Oh, snapping it between your teeth, huh? You are a naughty fucking boy, aren't you? Yes, pull it off with your teeth. So obedient when you're not wasting what's mine. Yes, let me lift my skirt up for you farther. My servant. You like the feeling of my fingers curling into your hair, ready to pull? Good. Do you remember how to serve your queen? Good. Then do it. I'm not gonna ask again. Oh, I miss your tongue. Of all of my servants, you always know what to do with it. Circle my clit faster. Oh, fuck. Don't look at me like that. Of course, you can add your fingers, darling. Combination of your fingers and tongue. Ah, it's fucking heavenly. Oh, such a good boy. You're eating like you're desperate for mercy, aren't you? You need your queen to forgive you. Fuck. Keep this up and I might be exceptionally forgiving today. Fuck. Oh, you know just where to curl your fingers. Fuck, good boy. Good fucking boy. Sorry, pet. Did I pull too hard? Did that hurt? Good. Yeah, I'm pressing you harder into it. I want you to have to pull back to breathe. There, now the stiletto is on your shoulder. Right under your collarbone. Right where it stings a little. Right. No, but you. You're a little masochist. You like this. You like that little sharp pain. And as I press into it deeper, you melt from me. You're so engrossed in your work. What if I just push you away? Oh. Did you not like being pulled away from your meal, darling? Ravenous boy. Whimpering little puddle for me. You need to taste me. You need to feast. Is that what had you so worked up this morning, darling? You just needed your queen. Needed her. Desired her. Craved her. Good. He pushed my foot away, you dirty, bad fucking mutt. To ruin your whole fucking outfit. Pull back, mouth wide. Now, do it. Get up. You're forgiven. But wipe your lips. I apologize for your shirt, but at least try to be presentable. But as unfortunate as it is, I only have time for you to pleasure me once, and you owe me one more. So, until then, you shall remain locked. Got it? I brought it with me. I just wanted you to know. And I don't know when I'm gonna have time to unlock you, and this is the only key. So, do try to be a good boy. There. All nice and snug. You're already straining against it, you poor thing. Well, as much as I would continue to love watching you squirm, I have a kingdom to take care of, and frankly, I don't think you deserve to be out of the cage quite yet. Have a good day, and please, try to get some of your work done.